But for 12 years now, the Oscar-winning actress has been following a much more serious script that focuses on children.
In many ways, right now, is this the most important thing I've ever done? I'd have to say probably yes.
One, two, three.
She created a program called Mind Up. Working with neuroscientists, psychologists, and educators, they developed an interactive way to teach school kids how their brains work and how to become more mindful.
What does mindfulness mean?
Mindfulness is really being in the moment. I think it's wonderful to be able to bring yourself back to center and actually have the sense of now. It's all we have. We don't have yesterday is gone, tomorrow hasn't happened. So the beautiful thing is to live right now.
How hard is that?
The only thing that's hard about it is finding the time to sit down.
A few times each day, the kids pause. It's called a brain break. After a few quiet moments, their eyes open and heart rates drop.
That's telling our bodies that we're calm and we can think clearly and we're ready to take a test or ready to calm down.
It can also tame aggression.
What if you're angry at your friend? Should you just hit them?
No.
No. That's why we pause, take some deep breaths, in and out.
I don't do nearly as much conflict resolution with students. They're better able to manage their own conflicts with themselves.
Goldie strongly believes in meditation.
Ready?
Okay. Do you close your eyes?
Close your eyes if you're comfortable. Your hands are in your lap.
She gave me a quick lesson.
If thoughts come into your mind, let them float away and come back to your breathing.
She started practicing in her 20s to calm anxiety during her rapid rise to fame as a star on Laugh-In.
Do you think kids today have it harder than when you were young?
Most definitely. I think the world has changed, obviously. It changed after 9/11. I think we live in a lot of fear.
She hopes Mind Up gives kids the tools they need to be happy, optimistic, and compassionate. 650,000 children, kindergarten through eighth grade, are now doing the program.
When you're calm, does that help you with your schoolwork?
When I'm calmed down at home and I do my yoga, I feel like I should do my homework more and I should focus.
When you hear the chime, how does it make you feel?
Good.
Why is that?
Because it cools you down.
Have you heard some success stories that have moved you?
One of them was these kids that came back and said, if it wasn't for this class, I would have never gotten through college.
When you hear stories like that, how do you respond?
I cry because our children have to have every chance to survive and every chance to live in a healthy, happy world.
For this comedy legend, it's a dramatic turn, giving children something good to think about. For today, Joe Fryer, NBC News, Redondo Beach, California.